Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
It's almost Valentine's Day.
Yay, happy Valentine's Day, almost.
Almost.
Valentine's week.
Yeah, so we're going to do some mushy stuff this week.
Aww, that's my kissy sounds.
Oh, yeah, this is kind of more your department than mine, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Disney's actually pretty famous, or maybe infamous.
Depending, yeah.
For their depictions of romance.
Yep.
So today we're going to talk about our favorite or best Disney couples. Mm-hmm.
And we're being, like, super loose with this category of
Disney owns everything.
Disney, anything Disney owned.
Yeah. Yeah, we let our imaginations run wild with this one.
Yeah,
Star Wars, Marvel.
Totally, yep, at first we're like, maybe we should stick to, like, animated, anything.
We're just going to have fun with
anything Disney owns.
Cool.
Absolutely. Before we get to that, though, Brandon, what nerd thing are you currently into?
Well, funny story.
Yeah.
It actually, we live in Canada.
Yep.
Canada's well known for its winters.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's very cold and snowy today.
Yeah, and it's usually when it's this cold, it doesn't snow. But it's doing both.
It's doing both, yeah. It's very, 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 very cold and quite snowy.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to bust out my electric snowblower for the first time this year.
Yeah, usually you've done it several times by now.
It's been very mild. I shoveled once because I was too lazy to get it ready to go the last time. And then we were away and we had a snow fairy come and visit our house.
Yeah, that was actually really nice.
Yeah,
it was right before Christmas.
Right before we came home,
and it was done.
Someone was in a giving mood. We still don't know who, but...
I still don't know, but I will say we do live across the street from a student of mine.
Mm.
So that's my current working theory. But of course, yeah. Nice small town kind of thing that happened. Yeah.
But yeah, I got to use my fancy electric snowblower today, so...
Oh, so you
got
to play with machines and
you're
happy.
Yeah.
Nice. So I have one word for you for what my nerd thing currently is. And that word is Bridgerton.
Yes.
So not only am I a Disney nerd, but I'm a total book nerd. And of that, one of my very favorite things is Jane Austen.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a Jane Austen ball a couple years ago. That was fantastic.
You should post some pictures of that.
You know what? I should. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. You know what? I decided on Instagram for Valentine's week, I'm going to do, like, coupley pictures of our adventures from... So I'll just make sure that the Jane Austen falls on there.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think Lady Whistledown would have been a fan of my outfit.
I totally would have been a fan, yeah.
Mm.
So, I mean, of course, I knew I was going to watch this, and I absolutely love it. I mean, I'm the girl who's read Pride and Prejudice 17 times, so... and counting.
I would have taken the over on 17, actually.
Really?
I'm surprised it's only 17.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched the movie a lot more than that. So, I mean, of course I knew I was going to watch this, but it is even better than I thought, and I'm completely obsessed right now.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not just because of the Duke, I swear.
he is a very handsome fella.
Yes, very handsome. So, yes, that is my current nerd thing. Totally obsessed. And then the other question... Well, two questions we always ask at the beginning. Brandon, what are you currently drinking?
Well, tonight is a scotch night.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
I had a whiskey a day in December, so I took a little bit of a break. Yesterday was gin.
Yeah.
I'm not an alcoholic. Well, I'm a functional alcoholic.
Right, you put
yes.
the fun in.
Yeah. But today it's scotch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Going back to your Scottish roots, are you?
Scotch on the rocks, literally. Got some whiskey stones in there.
Yeah, rocks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drinking a rosé wine.
Mm.
I haven't had wine in a while. It's nice. It's nice, smooth. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually pretty tasty. I had a sip.
Yeah, nice and light.
Mm-hmm. Thumbs up.
Yeah, excellent. And then our last thing before we get to the news is WandaVision, fifth episode now. Yeah, we're past the halfway point.
Yes. There was the mid-season trailer that kind of gave you a little bit of hints and hype central.
Right. So if you're caught up but you haven't seen this trailer yet, definitely jump on YouTube and watch that. It was very exciting.
It's fun. Yeah.
It was very exciting. Fifth episode, spoiler-free initial gut reaction. Spoiler-free.
Spoiler-free. Spoiler-free. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
They did it.
Yep. That's literally what you said as soon as it was done.
Like, I was sitting there, like, just stunned, and, everybody I've talked to about this is just, like, over the moon.
Yeah.
Like, they're, hitting it out of the park, I guess.
Totally.
Yeah.
This is another one. I knew I was going to love this show even better than I thought. And I think I say that after every episode, actually. But yes, I'm, like, in love with this show.
Well, okay. This weekend, a more apt sports metaphor is they scored a touchdown.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yes, it is Super Bowl weekend.
It is Super Bowl weekend, yeah. Yes. This is releasing the day after the Super Bowl. So, yay Kansas City?
Is that what you think?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm like, yay football team?
Don't go sports ball.
Go sports ball.
One team is going to sports harder than the other.
It's true.
You mostly like the commercials.
Yeah, I was going to say, not to be stereotypical here, but I'm all about the food and the commercials.
Oh, the food, yes.
Yeah.
Can't forget the food.
Right. Yeah, so they scored a touchdown. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that brings us to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, so a couple news items today. One, let's start with the sad one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other day, yesterday, but Saturday, Christopher Plummer passed away. He is was Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away at the age of 91. That's
pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Disney fans, I recommend jumping on Disney Plus and watching Sound of Music in honor of Christopher Plummer.
Baron Von Trapp himself.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about illustrious career. Just like, you've never heard anything negative about this guy whatsoever.
One heck of an actor.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Had he been British, he'd have been knighted.
Yeah, definitely. I think he had the Order of Canada, which is our version.
Knighting. Yeah, yes. Yeah. So, obviously an illustrious career, fantastic actor, just all around nice guy, Canadian link there. And then, yeah.
Yeah, kind of sad, but
very sad.
A full life, so
yep.
Hats off to Christopher Plummer.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine, and she said, and I said, you know, 91, that's something to be proud of. She said, I don't care. Some people should just be old forever instead. I was like, yeah. So that one is a sad one, but, you know, in honor of him, we highly recommend everyone going to watch Sound of Music.
It's a good musical.
Yep, absolutely.
Except the puppets are kind of creepy, but...
Yeah, that's true. And then on a little bit more positive note, in the last week we did have Downtown Disney and Buena Vista Street reopen their dining.
Nice.
Outdoor dining options are now again open at Disneyland, and that includes food carts as of, I think, today or yesterday. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, like... If you look at all the graphs, like, everywhere, it's kind of downtrending from the peak of December slash early January. Things are going down. Things are getting a little better. Dining here in our hometown is actually opening up Monday?
Monday, when this comes out. Yeah.
The 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
pretty
good
exciting.
As well.
Yeah.
So.
We don't do outdoor dining in February in Canada, in case you were wondering.
No, it's not the best idea.
No, bad. Yeah, bad.
Yeah.
Minus 24 Celsius. Well,
we did do outdoor dining when we went to the ski hill the other week.
Oh, that's true. We did. Yeah, we were in, like, full parka and toque. Well, there's a Canadian word for a toque.
Snowing very heavily, and we were covering our chilies, and it was chilly.
Yeah, because it was nice. Yeah. Snowing into our chilies. But that's not very common.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are opening up dining here as well. If you want to go to Disneyland, you can actually eat there now.
Yeah.
Which is nice. You don't have to just do takeaway. And there's a lot of conjecture about further opening, further loosening of things. Of course, nothing is official, so we're not going to include it in news for this.
Yeah, and who knows, like... There's a lot of political pressure and things like that. So I just hope everyone stays safe and healthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's holiday time. Okay, so like we said at the top of the show, we are talking Valentine's Day. Aww. Yay. Aww. So nice.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do for Valentine's week is we thought we would pick 5 favorite or best Disney couples. Disney-owned.
And this was me. You wanted to expand it to 10 because you have a hard time choosing things.
Right. My initial list was 17. Just, hey, like the same amount of times I've read Pride and Prejudice. And then I narrowed it down to 10, and I was like, I can live with 10. You said no.
No, you have to make some tough choices
and
here.
And then I was like, can we pick a favorite one from like Pixar, favorite one from animated, favorite one from live action, favorite one, and you were like,
Pixar is animated.
Well, yes, favorite one from like Disney Animation.
Yeah,
Studios,
no,
I'm
just making fun of you.
That's
funny.
That's fair. And you said no, just five across the board. So I think I did it. I have some honorable mentions in case you named the same ones as me. Well, and thanks for everyone who messaged us with your favorites. We'll do a shout out at the end.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, like we said at the top of the show, Disney is like kind of a romance company.
Yeah, like you don't think of it as such, but yeah.
Most of the princess movies in particular,
yeah,
revolve around romance, mm-hmm, and that like fairy tale ending, mm-hmm, type of thing. This may surprise you, but that's not really my type of idea of fun. I mean,
it's mine.
I like the musical aspects,
yes,
but the cheesy romance, I don't know.
I like it. I don't care.
I know, but I just.
But even when I was a kid and I like wanted to be Cinderella, you know, the shoes and the dress and everything like that, I wasn't like, this is a realistic depiction. Like, there's a lot, Disney gets a lot of flack for their animated classics and like unrealistic expectations. That,
yeah,
never
like,
really worked.
How many times have woodland creatures come in and done your household
That's
chores?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
I would much prefer that, right? All I've learned is that, you know, it sets that, like, it's the whole thing. It's set up about my expectations for woodland creatures doing my household chores about as much as, you know, a guy singing at the wishing well. Actually, you know, I always thought a lot of that stuff was the traditional, like, neats and stuff like that was either unrealistic or kind of creepy. So.
Yeah. I would not sing for you at a wishing well.
Please don't.
I might hide and pretend to be the girl from The Ring at the wishing well.
Again.
Yes. Yeah. That would be as far as I would go.
That's fair. That's exactly what I would expect. If you were singing, I'd be like, what's wrong? Oh my goodness.
You don't want to hear me sing. No one wants to hear me sing.
Okay, so let's just alternate. We're not doing this in any particular order, correct?
No, definitely no ranking. I think that was probably too tough for you.
Yeah, I couldn't handle it.
I mean, it's romance, so it's feel good.
You know what? Every love story has value.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Top five.
Just pick our favorites. And
then we said favorites, and I kind of went favorites or best, like put them together, because sometimes it's not always the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so do you want to start?
Sure. Well, okay. So I'm not very mushy. All
right.
So I had to like kind of thaw my cold dead heart for this. It's a bit of a challenge,
yeah,
for me.
Yeah. Poor Brandon.
I'm not super into the cheesy fairy tale romance. So this list might be a little different than what most people would come up with.
Well, I honestly think you're going to be surprised by my list.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm going to start with a classic.
Okay.
And this is probably going to be my only classic.
Really? Okay.
But Robin Hood and Maid Marian from the Disney classic.
The animated.
They're foxes.
Yeah.
There's a foxy couple. Because they're foxes.
Because they're foxes. I got it.
I looked it up, and they only actually spent 8 minutes together on screen.
No.
Yeah.
Really? 8 minutes?
Yeah, well, so Robin Hood's actually, like, it's not your typical fairy tale romance, which I don't care for.
Right.
They spend a lot more time on, like, hijinks, Robin Hood-y hijinks, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. But you can actually tell that this couple deeply cares for each other, even despite that. So I think they're a good couple.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Like, really, really nice. And you just get, like, kind of little snippets of their lives. And there's a couple scenes where they're apart, but they're thinking about each other.
Yeah, that's true.
And
yeah.
They're really,
Robin burns the soup while he's thinking of her.
Yeah, they're absolutely adorable.
Yeah.
And I really like them.
You know, I want to give a vote for this one in the fact that they were childhood sweethearts and best friends first.
It's true.
Yeah. I always like the
They
you
went
know,
to
history
Fox school
they
together
must
or whatever.
Have.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I always like that when there's a history. It's not just, I meet and then I love you. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I think this one's more sincere than a lot of these.
Yeah.
I just met you and I love you.
Okay.
Works for a golden retriever, not so much.
It's true.
A human wedding.
That's true.
Like,
that's
yeah,
true.
Okay.
That's true. Okay. You know what we should have done is we should have seen if we could pick one that was going to make each other's list.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I could pick one right now.
Okay.
Belle and Beauty and the Beast.
First one I want to talk about is Belle and Prince Adam from Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
He gave her a library.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like this couple as well. That's why I didn't pick them, because I knew you were going to.
Okay. There's a lot of questions around, like, you know, their Stockholm Syndrome questions and things like that. About it. But I want to pick probably my favorite Disney princess, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
They actually get to know each other. They don't like each other immediately mm-hmm. at all. And it's over time that they get to know each
other. Probably the kidnapping part.
The kidnapping part. Mm-hmm. And yeah, okay, maybe it's because they're, like, shoved together and she can't leave and everything like that. Like, there are definite issues with that. However, they really do make an effort with each other, and it's, like, a growing thing. And because of that, I find the sincerity in it. Also, Cogsworth has one of the best lines in this movie about romance, and when the Beast... he's not Prince Adam at this point,
mm-hmm.
says he wants to give something to Belle or do something for Belle. And Cogsworth says, well, there's the usual, flowers, chocolates, promises you don't intend to keep.
I like Cogsworth. He's cynical as heck.
He's super cynical. You identify with Cogsworth.
Yeah, I do.
But honestly, it has the best Disney dance in a long list of Disney dances, right? That ballroom, it is epic. It is beautiful. I absolutely love this, and I really like the idea of when you love someone, it goes beyond just physical. I like that Belle isn't completely passive in this romance.
Mm-hmm.
She literally leaves safety, well, locked cupboard, but she could have found safety. She more than once goes back to save the Beast, both when he saves her from the wolves and then again at the end. So, like, she's an active princess, she's intelligent, and I think that that equals a better romance altogether. Yeah, she was totally willing to have him stay as the Beast. I think she was pretty happy he turned into a human, and he gave her a library, which, you know, secret to my heart anyway.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was an easy one.
Super easy. You knew I was going to pick it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Your turn.
Okay, well, here's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of a different couple.
Okay.
Fix-It Felix and Sergeant Calhoun from Wreck-It Ralph.
That is an amazing choice. I didn't even think of them.
I
adore them.
I think they might, like, we're not ranking these, but they might be my favorite couple just because they're such an oddball couple.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way their personalities are. They get to play with a lot of relationship tropes because Sergeant Calhoun's this, like, tough woman and she's, like, fighting these aliens and stuff, but Fix-It Felix isn't, like, a throwaway guy. Like, he wants to help, and he wants to do the right thing, and he gets to do that as well. So,
right.
I think they're an amazing couple, and they work out well. And actually, the Wreck-It Ralph sequel was kind of sad that they were kind of, like, pushed to the side. But
we did see them a bit,
We saw them a little bit, but obviously...
And they make amazing parents, apparently.
Apparently amazing parents, which is... That's
to
fabulous.
To the Candy Crush
kids. But... I mean, you're introducing new characters and stuff, so you can't explore them too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's only so much time. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, I like them as an odd couple, and I think it's played for laughs, but I think they're also very endearing as well.
You know what? That is an amazing choice.
Mm-hmm.
I applaud that one. I never would have thought of them, but they're a fantastic couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Good one.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, I think you're going to be surprised by my next one.
Okay.
I'm going live action.
Oh,
I'm going for Will Turner and Elizabeth Swann from the Pirates franchise.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so kind of when I was making my lists, like you said, I had so much trouble narrowing it down. So I tried to pick a variety instead. And, I mean, Orlando Bloom in this does not hurt matters at all. And I'm sure Elizabeth Swann...
Neither does Keira Knightley. Right? I mean, she was only like 16 in the first movie.
Yeah, but she matures throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because it's a series, but you get to see actually the relationship maturing. I mean, you have some of the cliched romance tropes in the first one, but because it's in the middle of an action movie, it's not quite so obvious. And then you have, you know, they take turns saving each other, at least trying to save each other, throughout the entire series.
Yeah.
Not to mention the, like, crazy wedding they have in the middle of the big battle that goes on. But I'm not picking the whole one movie. I'm just the whole series.
Yeah.
Them as a couple, big fan.
Yeah.
And their relationship matures over time, too.
And they have that, like, whole, like, 10-year, they get to spend one day together thing.
Exactly.
Like, that's, like, hyper-cheesy romantic.
Super cheesy romantic.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's That's also part of it, too. Yeah. Lean into the cheese for some of this. So I like it. I think the characterization is done really well because they grow together and they're intertwined as a couple. So, yeah.
That's a good one.
I like that.
I like it.
Yeah. It surprises you, didn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought you were going to like be picking princesses all the way through.
My first one was a princess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your next one?
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm going a little off the board here. Mm-hmm. This one's from a Disney short.
Hmm.
It's actually the first Disney short to win an Academy Award since 1969.
What? Okay. What?
Paper Man.
That might be the best choice on here. Oh my god. I didn't even... So, another one I didn't think
apparently of. Apparently their names are George and Meg.
That's amazing.
I don't know, because they don't talk, so I don't know why they have names. But anyway.
Make it easier in the script.
If you haven't seen Paper Man, go find it. I'm sure it's on Disney Plus. I don't know. It came out with Wreck-It Ralph. It was attached to Wreck-It Ralph.
I was going to ask if you knew which one.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's black and white with a little bit of color for emphasis.
Yeah.
And we don't actually get to see them as a full couple.
No.
Like they go on their first date is the end of the short.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe they grow to hate each other, marriage story style.
Maybe.
Like Adam Driver's just screaming for no reason.
Hey, he had a reason. It was a tenuous reason.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe that happens, but we can pretend that they live happily ever after in our minds. But I it's a really adorable short.
It really is,
and it's hyper romantic.
Probably the most romantic short. I mean, I know Lava is also a romance, but this one is so well. Paper Man is so beautifully done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It was a well-deserved Oscar.
Absolutely.
I was shocked that they have not had more. Maybe it's like a. Don't want to give it to Disney because...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, they had, like, a dry period, but that's a very long time.
That's a long time.
Paper Man is beautiful. We should do an episode where we have to talk about the best shorts because that would definitely... I mean, I don't know if that'd be top of my list. I'd have to sit down and go through them, but when I am recommending short Disney films for people to watch, like, that is beautiful.
It's well done, yes.
Yeah. And that's a pretty romantic one for your choice.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty high on the romance scale. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I liked him because he's kind of nerdy business guy.
Yeah.
So I identified with that.
I liked it. That was a beautiful one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go a little bit more what you probably think I'm going to pick.
Mm.
I'm picking Kristoff and Anna from Frozen. I was really torn going through the animated ones for these because I already had my Princess of Belle, of course.
Yes.
But Anna and Kristoff kind of exist to help, not necessarily fix, but move towards current and future times as far as Disney relationships go.
Right.
And I think there's, out of all the Disney animated films, just Disney Animation Studios, Disney Animated, is probably the healthiest relationship, quite frankly. I know a lot of people actually prefer Frozen 2 over Frozen 1. I'm not one of them. But I think...
They're wrong. Sorry.
Well, exactly. Well, I think what it was is Frozen just like... became so popular it drove people crazy.
Yeah,
so,
but
yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree. They're wrong. But
I don't dislike Frozen 2. It's just not even half as good as Frozen 1.
I'm in the same boat as you whatsoever. However, the best, most healthy Disney couple moment comes from Frozen 2. Kristoff, and it's not Kristoff's like 80s ballad. which is amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But he spends the whole time like he feels like he's chasing after Anna the whole time and she's kind of got her own thing going on. And when he swoops in on her, he says, "I'm here. What do you need?" It's not, "Let me fix things for you." It's this great moment, which you don't see a lot of relationships in traditional Disney films do. And he does what she needs. It's like completely healthy relationship. And when I was looking at this, I was thinking of like my favorites and the best.
Right.
And this one had to make it because of the best. I don't get the same swoon as I do from, you know, Belle dancing in her gown or anything like that. But I also like they took time. They didn't like get married right away. They took time to get to know each other. They have some ups and downs. They like tease each other a lot, which I like. I think that's like we do that. And
yeah.
I just this one had to make my list in terms of like solid good relationships being shown in Disney nowadays.
Well, I mean, Frozen played with that a lot.
It really did.
Anna met the prince
Yep.
And, like, just super played true. With that Disney yeah. trope, mm-hmm. and that was, like, the whole plot of the first film was she
you
had...
You can't marry a man you just met.
she just met this guy, and then he turns out to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that was part okay. of the whole premise, how that worked,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it was so... Yeah, no, they're a good couple.
Yeah, and I like she gives him the big gift. It's not a grand gesture on his part. In the end of the first movie, she gives him a sled because she was mostly responsible for destroying the first one.
Mm.
And it was something that was, like, meaningful to him. Like, there's...
Yeah.
There's authenticity there.
Although, I think Kristoff and Sven are a better couple.
Probably fair. Yeah, yeah, I should have put them on the list. Okay, your turn.
Okay. So, I'm going to jump out of Disney
mm-hmm.
and into Marvel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Steve Rogers and Peggy Carter.
They were on my honorable mentions
yeah,
list.
This one I thought we might have some agreement on.
Yeah, they,
but,
if we had gone top 10, they would have made my list.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're an amazing couple. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
They support each other's strengths.
Yep.
Like, Peggy Carter is a strong woman.
She is an amazing character.
And Steve Rogers is obviously a strong character. Like,
yep.
he's injected with strength.
Yeah.
So he's very Ooh. Strong, but he still respects a strong woman,
mm-hmm.
maybe because of his history as a scrawny weakling or
That's
whatever.
True.
But yeah, it's really good. And he also bent time and space to be with her.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yep.
It's almost kind of too bad that WandaVision's taking the whole sitcom trope, because I would really like to see a show of them, like an I Love Lucy style sitcom of them growing old together.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
And
I would watch that.
With the hilarious parts of Steve Rogers trying to avoid the butterfly effect with all his knowledge of the future.
I saw, like, a comedy thing
yes.
about that.
Somebody made it, I don't know if it was College Humor or
Might
something along those lines.
Yeah.
They made a jokey video. You should post a link to it.
I will try and find it. But it's different things, like, they're talking. He's trying so hard not to say something. And she's like, what should we invest in? Should we invest in this Apple company or this
Or something dumb, yeah.
And then he's like, whatever you want, dear. And she doesn't pick Apple.
She does not pick Apple. It's like, oh, JFK is going to Dallas this weekend. Isn't that lovely, honey?
Yeah, throughout the whole thing. Yeah, absolutely. That would be actually really funny. I would watch that.
Yeah.
You know what? Give it time. Marvel's got a long list here, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
they might come back to it. Who
but
knows?
I just think they're a great couple.
Yeah. That's a great choice.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they did not make my top five, but definitely was on my consideration. You know what? I'm going to go non-Disney, like Disney-owned property.
Mm-hmm.
A little offshoot for my next one.
Okay.
Got a soft spot for Han Solo and Princess Leia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they make your list?
No.
Okay. Yeah. It might be because I like Han Solo so much, and it might be because I like Princess Leia so much. We don't see them a lot as, like, a fully functioning, healthy couple.
I don't think they were.
No,
honestly.
They
I mean, look at the result of their union. He kind of had some problems.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But I really do think they care about each other.
Yes. Like, so in The Force Awakens, they've been split up for a while because
yeah.
of their problems, but you can tell that they still deeply care for each
yeah.
other.
And I think that's what really stood out to me as, you know, I liked, first of all, Empire is an amazing movie to begin with, and I don't necessarily feel it's necessary to throw in romance, but the way that they did that between the two of them felt so natural to the two's character. I liked in Force Awakens then when they come back together, there's that fondness and, like, yeah, there's, like, tinge with nostalgia, and, you know, there might even be a little bit of attraction there and everything yet, but there's a whole deep level of respect between the two of them. And I think this fact that we really care about each other, but that doesn't necessarily mean we work well together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is an interesting, refreshing take on relationships in Disney. Plus, I mean, you've got Empire for all the romance moments.
Yes.
So, the original trilogy in general. I mean, whether it's the tension between the two of them or then as you continue on. But, yeah, I had to pick them because I love both characters and I think they have a fun dynamic together and an interesting chemistry.
Oh, they have some chemistry.
Can't imagine why.
They have some chemistry. That's definitely...
Yeah.
He is one scruffy-looking nerf herder. But, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a good couple.
Yeah.
I considered it, but I almost kind of figured it would be on your list as well, so.
Dang it. I thought that was going to surprise you.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Okay, so.
I know my next one's not going to surprise you, so.
I am going super off the board for my last one.
Okay.
Super off the board.
I love the fact that you've been so off the board with
these. Yeah, okay. We're going to go with the Muppets.
What a great choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not Kermit and Miss Piggy.
No, I know exactly what you're going to say. You're going to say Gonzo and the chicken.
No.
Oh, okay.
They're a good option. He's
Camilla?
A good, yeah. Gonzo and Camilla have a very good relationship.
They do.
They are very happy together.
Yes, for decades. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm going something different. It may not be a specifically romantic relationship.
Okay.
But Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and Beaker.
Yes! Fantastic. Well, mm-hmm.
They, I don't know, Muppets apparently have a sexuality because Gonzo and Camilla are together and Kermit and Miss Piggy are together.
Yep.
I don't presume to know Honeydew and Beaker's sexuality.
Okay.
But they're clearly very close business partners, and they do everything together.
Dear friends, if nothing else.
Yeah, and I think that's quite nice, actually.
Well, there is the Muppets show that is on Disney Plus now we watch. It's just called The Muppets, period. Yeah. There is quite obvious allusion to that there's something between the
right,
two of them.
Right, because it was trying to be, like, super modern and hip and stuff.
Right, they have too much, they party a little too much, and then they're talking about, like, why is one wearing the other one's clothes, and Dr. Bunsen Honeydew says, if it doesn't happen at work, we don't talk about it. So, but there's, like, there is definitely a connection between them, even if they're just really close friends or whatever. They have a very strong relationship. I don't want to say healthy because of all the stuff that Bunsen Honeydew puts him through.
I don't know. It, like,
he keeps signing up for it.
He's very reckless with Beaker.
Mm-hmm.
He will put Beaker through everything, but I don't know. I think maybe Beaker kind of likes it.
He keeps signing up for it.
I don't know.
That's an avant-garde choice.
Yes.
And I like it.
I went way off the board. Like, I mean, obviously Kermit and Miss Piggy is the obvious choice from the Muppets. But as much as I like them and the Muppets, Piggy's kind of a B.I. to Kermit. Like, and it's played for laughs, but I don't think they're a very good relationship.
That's fair. Yeah. We're looking at our favorites and also good relationships. This wasn't on my list. I had totally forgotten about it, honestly. But just as an offshoot of what you're talking about with Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and Beaker, the couple, well, they're not a couple. The two men from Rogue One, names are escaping me.
The Force is with me. That guy. Yeah, no, I know who you mean. The heavy gunner and the weird non-Jedi Jedi guy.
Right, right.
Yes, they are put together as a couple. That's actually a really good one.
That they're awesome, and it's not overt. I don't think it needs to be overt.
No.
I was talking to a friend of mine and a coworker who's really into Star Wars, and I said, like, I thought they were a couple, and he didn't agree with me. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They look out for each other. They care about each other. They're the most important people in each other's lives, and what more matters than that? You know, it's the taking care of one another in both forms. In all forms. And I just thought, I remember walking away from that, and I love that movie, first of all, right?
It's by far the best Disney Star Wars movie.
Right.
By far.
I will totally give you that. And I think, there's a nostalgia of the original Star Wars, of course, but if we're just going, like, point by point, it might be my favorite Star Wars movie.
It's probably my third.
Okay.
Third.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
First two?
Original Star Wars, The New Hope, and Empire Strikes Back is just, like, a well-made movie.
Right, it is.
And then Rogue One.
Yeah. I'd have to really think about it, but if it's not number one, it's really close for me, but yeah.
It's Chirrut and Baze are their names, yes.
Yeah. Just while you were talking about, like, we don't know if they're together, we don't know if it's, like, just a really close friendship, but you know, it's a really good, solid, healthy relationship in whatever form that may take. And who cares?
Yeah. I mean, we all have relationships in our day-to-day lives, and they don't have to involve sex or sexuality, and they're still important.
Or romance and flowers and hearts and ballroom dances, although,
like, back in kindergarten we used to give Valentine's cards to the whole class. You can be nice to people and happy to know them without all that humping and pumping.
don't know if we could say that.
I was going back to When Harry Met Sally with that one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. I really like your Beaker and Honeydew choice is my point there. And yeah.
Nice.
Do you want to know my last one?
Yeah, give it to me.
This is the one I thought might be on your list.
Okay.
Carl and Ellie from Up.
Yeah. So, out of all the Disney couples,
Pixar.
If I was, yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Disney Pixar.
Yeah.
There's a Disney/Pixar okay. in there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't matter. If I was to pick one couple to represent us,
it's Carl and Ellie.
It would be Carl and Ellie.
100%. That might be why, like, maybe that's why they rank so high for me.
Yeah. They work really well together, and yep. they like going on adventures.
Yes.
And yeah, I like the first 10 minutes of Up is probably the best love story Disney's ever done.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. In 10 minutes with almost no talk. They are friends. We were friends first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there's the love story, get married and things like that. They've had some really down moments.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, there's nothing crazy. It's just this quiet life that they have together. And yes, they go on adventures and they dream things together. But I honestly think Carl and Ellie are like best friends.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, they like going on adventures and they have their adventure book or whatever. But they also really like sitting in their chairs together.
Yeah. Aww. And when he looks later and she has kept this adventure book, it's like these day-to-day moments that actually matter.
Yeah.
You know, and don't get me wrong, I'm all for like the grand gesture of give me a library and let's go ballroom dancing here. But it's,
I did both of those.
Yeah, I know. Totally.
Yeah.
Good job. High five. But it's the day-to-day stuff that actually matters.
Mm.
And I think Carl and Ellie in that first 10 minutes just encapsulate that perfectly. Mm. And not everything is perfect. Like, yeah, there's some rough moments.
Relationships aren't perfect. I mean,
but
we're all human.
But they're going through all the not perfect together.
Mm.
Even when she looks through the event, when he looks through the adventure book she's made later, you know, it's some things that aren't great. And when it shows them, you know, breaking the glass for Paradise Falls every time, it's bad stuff happens
but yeah.
they go through the bad stuff together. I think it's the most authentic, beautiful love story that Disney has done. We didn't pick a favorite. If I was picking a favorite, this one would be mine.
Yeah.
If we're not ranking, but if we were ranking, this would be my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you said your number one would be
probably Paper Man.
Yeah. Nice. Good
yeah.
choice. That's beautifully done.
Mm-hmm.
That's awfully romantic for you.
Yeah. Well, I said I was going to thaw my cold, dead heart. So I got out the hair dryer and thaw away.
I do want to give a couple honorable mentions. I gotta mention Mickey and Minnie here.
Yeah, I mean.
Right? I almost picked them. And then, of course, Wanda and Vision were exploring that with the whole show right now, right? So, yeah, there is a lot of Disney couples that are just, they drive the plot, quite frankly, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also want to give a couple shout outs here to some of the ones that were not on either of our lists.
Okay.
Some did make our lists, though.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty and the Beast got mentioned more than once.
Oh, I mean, Beauty and the Beast is a standout.
Yeah.
Stockholm Syndrome aside, they just work as a couple.
Totally.
Like,
yeah.
The details of them getting together are not important. They just... A little light kidnapping. Kids, don't try this at home.
Yeah. Carl and Ellie got mentioned more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Although I think it's safe to say none of yours were mentioned.
No, I said I went off the board.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. Another one that was mentioned was Snow White and her prince. Prince Florian is his name. And they specifically said... Not that they like the couple, it just started the Disney princess romance thing. And I was like,
okay.
I don't really like them.
They are a terrible couple.
They are such a bad couple.
Like.
Such a bad couple.
I think Snow White has a better connection with the dwarves.
Totally. She and Grumpy.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Grumpy's a man after my own heart, so
right.
Go Grumpy.
Cinderella and Prince Charming.
Okay.
Exclusively for the dance scene. In my defense,
they're a better early Disney couple than Snow White.
Right. My know? Response to that is, if I take off makeup, I hope you still recognize me.
True.
Yeah.
I don't need to put on your shoe.
No. Although I'm all for new shoes all the time, but you know, Jack and Catherine from Newsies.
Oh.
Yeah, that was an
awesome good one.
One. Yeah. More than like, I think this one actually got the most votes, and it was on neither of our lists. Rapunzel and Flynn from Tangled.
Ooh, he does have a smolder.
He has an amazing smolder. But the fact they both are willing to give up their dreams for each other.
Right.
And then because of that, they're able to create a new dream together. So I totally get it. This is another example of Disney doing, like, modern romance better. Like,
it's a newer film, so they're playing with the tropes. 100%. They get to play with those and
yeah.
Yeah, they're a pretty good couple.
Yeah, I think that one was mentioned more than any others that I got in.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then we had some, you like the going off book one for this? We had Aunt Polly and Dr. Shannon from Polly Coming Home, which I have never even seen.
Mm-mm.
Teddy and Spencer from Good Luck Charlie, and Ronnie and Julie from Ronnie and Julie, which I have seen once. And I hardly remember.
Oh, that is off the board.
Right? And so, but I mean, most of them were for Rapunzel and Flynn, quite frankly. I think of all the ones we got, over half were from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then Carl and Ellie probably brought up second. And actually, a couple from Wanda and Vision. And watching the new show, I'm like, let's just wait and see what happens with their story, maybe, before we pick on them.
Yeah, but yeah, we will see how that turns out. I'm not optimistic myself, but...
And then Mickey and Minnie did get some votes. Oh, and one for Giselle and Robert from Enchanted.
Ah.
That's a good one.
Yeah?
Yeah, but quite a couple from Mickey and Minnie, so... Yeah.
Hmm.
So, shout-outs for those
ones. None for Gaston and himself.
Weird.
I think that might be the greatest romance of all time.
Anything to add, Disney romantic couples?
I don't know. Happy Valentine's Day, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to trivia then.
Oh, okay.
And we're doing something different for trivia. And
Do you want to go over the answers from last week first?
Yes. Before we do the I just want to warn you that we're doing something different from trivia.
Okay.
Okay. So be prepared.
Be prepared. Yeah, okay. That means I'm going to get eaten by hyenas or something.
Metaphorically speaking, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. Let's go over the trivia from last week, though.
Okay. So last week, we actually took some trivia from the news items that we did.
Yeah, because it was a Marvel episode and we had just done Marvel.
Just done Marvel. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's lots of Marvel trivia, but I wanted to kind of expand your horizons.
Okay.
So I asked you, what movie was Jungle Cruise originally inspired by?
Mm-hmm.
And you said...
The African Queen.
And who starred in it?
No idea.
With much confidence...
I did.
African Queen.
Yep.
And that's absolutely correct. Yeah, I guess you just knew that. I don't know.
Buried somewhere in my brain.
But you didn't know that Katharine Hepburn starred in African Queen.
So do you want to hear a funny story? I said African Queen, and then the only name that was going through my head was Katherine Heigl. And I was like, I know that's wrong, but it was the Katherine H that was somewhere in my brain.
Right.
And I didn't think Katharine Hepburn was the right time frame for that. Mm. So clearly I'm wrong.
I guess so. Yeah. And then I asked you, who was slated to star in the first live-action adaptation of The Jungle Cruise?
Which never was made.
Which was not made.
Right. Well, Eddie Murphy did Haunted Mansion. Let's just say Eddie Murphy again.
Yeah, so, I mean, this was a bit of a tough one, but it was an interesting Disney pull.
Mm-hmm.
This was kind of being developed around 2010, 2011, shortly after Toy Story 3.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to reunite Tom Hanks and Tim Allen.
Right.
To star in this. And I don't know, that might have worked kind of different anyway.
Yeah.
But I guess we're going to see The Rock instead, so.
Yeah. I never would have thought of it. Makes sense. Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, makes sense that they were thinking.
Yeah, it could have worked.
For sure. All right.
And finally, going to the Mighty Ducks.
Mm-hmm. Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks. Quack, quack, quack.
Quack. Quack.
I asked you, what offense did Gordon Bombay commit to be sentenced to coach the original Mighty Ducks team? And you said...
He was drunk driving and drove into something that damaged public property.
Well, you danced around it quite a bit, but he was this hotshot lawyer and he won 30 cases in a row and he went out and celebrated. And he drank and then he drove home and got caught with a DUI, which is just terrible. Like, I mean, it was set up to be he was a terrible person.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, it worked that. What was funny is I danced around it a lot. Mm-hmm. Even more than that clip sounds like. But I even thought, like, he was driving under the influence or something like that. But no, there's no way Disney would show that in a movie.
Well, they
apparently
sure,
they did.
They sure wouldn't do it nowadays, I don't think. But that was a rough one. But
yeah,
that was the answer.
All right. Well, I'm one for, well, I'm half for three then.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe two halves. I'll give you one out of three.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Because yeah.
You were close. You were close on the Mighty Ducks.
I danced around. Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, we're doing something different now.
Great.
We're going to do rapid-fire trivia questions.
Okay.
Okay? So what I have here is I have romantic Disney quotes, and I have...
Oh, that's my specialty.
All you have to do is tell me the movie they're from.
Yeah.
Gut reaction.
Okay.
Okay? We're doing more than three. We're doing, like, a list of them.
Okay.
Rapid fire. Ready?
Lightning round.
Lightning round. Okay, so I'm going to say the quotation. You're going to just tell me the movie.
Yep.
Okay, ready? Love is a song that never ends.
Snow White.
So this is love.
Snow White.
I've been dreaming of a true love's kiss, and a prince I'm hoping comes with this.
Sleeping Beauty.
People do crazy things when they're in love.
Cinderella. Well, I don't know. That's wrong. But
listen with your heart and you will understand.
Little Mermaid.
If my heart keeps singing, will my song go winging to someone who'll find me and bring a love song back to me?
Robin Hood.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm wishing for the one I love to find me today. I'm not singing it.
Rapunzel.
Okay.
Tangled, I guess.
Oh, yeah, well, I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
I look at you and I'm home.
Ooh, that's a nice saying.
I mean, two of these are actually in our wedding book, in case you were wondering, and this is one of them.
Yeah, I like that saying, mm-hmm. But I don't know, Wally.
Okay.
That's wrong, but I don't know.
Love always find a way is true, and I am saying that exactly as the quotation does.
Pocahontas. Okay.
To face the future with another who means more than any other is to be loved.
Brave.
Tale as old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong.
Brave little... Beauty and the Beast, of course. That was an easy one.
Trust your heart, let fate decide.
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, you're going to get this one. I was hiding under your porch because I love you.
Oh, it's Up.
It's Up. I'm not even going to pretend.
I love Doug.
Yeah, I knew you knew that one, so yeah. Okay, so that was 13.
Whew.
We made it through the list of 13.
Great.
Yeah.
I got two right.
We'll see.
That's fine. Oh, I have to read the outro now. I'm being told... This is the thing with relationships. It's a give and take.
Yeah, what's fantastic is I don't have to say anything. I just look at him and he knows.
Oh, yeah. I got the look. You'll have to read the outro. So, you can contact us through social media, through our website, chat trivia, suggest trivia, or to let you know what you think of our couples lists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who did we miss? That you just think is outrageous.
I'm sure there's someone that we missed, but...
Well, considering Tangled had tons of votes and we didn't even put it on either of our lists.
No, mm-hmm. I mean, Tangled's fine. I don't know. Whatever. But that's our show for today.
Yep.
Thanks to El Mule, who's responsible for our awesome custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work on our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And you can also find us on social media. Instagram at disneya.podcast. On Facebook at Disney A, and Twitter at Disney A Podcast. We love to hear from you. You can find Disney A episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, among others.
All the streaming.
Yeah. I mean, we just try to put it everywhere so you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Please review our podcast on any of those platforms, wherever there's review options. I mean, that just helps us out a lot.
Yep. Yeah, the most obvious is Apple Podcasts.
Yes, I mean iTunes/Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. they have their algorithm and
it helps us a lot.
Helps new users discover it, whatever. And also, if you know someone who might like this podcast, maybe suggest it to them. That would be cool, too.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We'd appreciate it.
You can also listen to Disney A episodes on the Magic of the Mouse radio on Mondays at 4 p.m. Eastern, with replays on Wednesday and Friday at 4. You can also listen to Magic of the Mouse radio on Live 365, MyTuner Radio, Radio Garden, and other radio station apps.
They are looking at going on like Google Home and
Alexa,
yeah, and things like that as well.
Just like going to become a regular radio station, which is great for Disney fans.
Absolutely. So by all means, check them out.
Yeah, it's really, really awesome.
And there's some other really cool podcasts and like shows and things like that on there as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So join us next week when we talk about some Disney travel.
Mm-hmm.
And not...
Dreaming.
Well, yes, we're dreaming because the world is ending right now. But yeah. Disney travel, it doesn't just have to be theme parks.
Yes, we are going non-park Disney travel next week.
Sounds like fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. The look on your face.
I'm rapid firing. Pew, pew.
Stop procrastinating. You're stalling.